Dave, I'm going to start with you because there have been some developments both with the Louisville Orchestra and the contract dispute, and also that another development with the Kentucky Opera as it relates to that dispute. What's going on?
Yeah, a couple of news items this week in the whole thing. We'll begin with what the orchestra news was, since it kind of sets up some of this opera news. As we know, we've been hearing for, gosh, a year and a half now even, the orchestra management and the orchestra musicians have been debating a new contract for the season that would be going on right now but hasn't gone on because there is no contract. They're at odds over the size of the orchestra, the season length, the length of their contract, their salary, the benefits, and the non-compete terms if they'd want to play in other groups or anything like that. So they've been at odds at this for a long time. There have been a number of final offers extended, but now the management has extended what they say is really the final offer with an ultimatum attached to it. They say that, or they've put out this offer for binding arbitration, where both sides would choose one of five arbitrators from this national group. They would choose one. That person would then settle all those conflicts on the orchestra size, the season length, and all of that. Both sides would then be obligated to agree to it. The musicians are still reviewing this offer, and the management has said if they don't decide by next Friday, 1 week from today, they will have, then the management will just hire new musicians and move on and pass the union by. Now, the musicians haven't said no to this. They're still considering it. They have a few concerns, one of which they would go in with the knowledge that the orchestra would have to be 50 to 55 players in size. It's about 71 now, so that's one sticking point, but it's something they're reviewing. Then what happened this morning is the opera has actually decided to seat another group of players. These aren't union musicians. These are musicians who have come to the opera because they were essentially frustrated that there hadn't been a live orchestra playing at the last opera performance last year. This all started in November. The opera typically, or in September, the opera typically uses orchestra musicians to play along with their with the shows, because you can't really use recorded music with opera singers. So they, for without this contract going on, they were really stuck with what they could do. Last year with Carmen, they signed a separate contract with the orchestra union. This contract was essentially a much shorter version of the orchestra contract. That's not something the opera usually does. They typically just pay this per performance contract, and the musicians have benefits from playing with the orchestra. The opera said they couldn't replicate that again after Carmen, that it cost way too much money. So for the Marriage of Figaro, they couldn't work out a per performance contract, and they ended up using two pianos and a harpsichord. After that, David Roth, the general director of the opera, says that this group of community musicians came to him. They've been playing with the Baptist Seminary Orchestra, with the Jewish Community Center. He says there are a few retired Louisville Orchestra members in there as well. He says they stepped forward and said, if you pay us, we'll play, we'll organize. They held the rehearsal, and they are satisfied with what they're getting.
So, and I understand this is not sitting well, of course, with the musicians' union.
Right, since the musicians will not be playing, but there will be an orchestra. Yesterday, there was some activity around the Brown Theater, and the musicians were out there. They were handing some flyers to folks who were coming into the opera rehearsal, and they said that they, you know, that this was undermining the union, that they were undermining professional music in general. And I talked with David Roth this morning about what happened, and this is what he said about using Louisville Orchestra musicians.
We would love to have the Louisville Orchestra, but with the breakdown in negotiations and the complete impasse between the Louisville Orchestra and its musicians, we believe that's just not possible at this time. We all heard what pianos are like with the Marriage of Figaro, so we're delighted to have this orchestral ensemble.
And, yeah, the musicians are very upset that anyone is being seated for this and that a deal wasn't struck between the two. However, David Roth says any offers were going to end up being too expensive at this point. So these musicians will get the per-performance contract, and the union musicians plan to protest outside of the performances next weekend.
And in terms of the Louisville Orchestra dispute, is the current season pretty much written off, or would there be time left for performances?
Well, it's unlikely, since it would probably take a few weeks for an arbitrator to work something out if the musicians agreed to this binding arbitration. So even if they said yes, say, today or on Monday, it would still be a while before any sort of contract could be in place. So it looks like, you know, maybe next year. I asked David Roth about the next opera season that's coming up at the end of this year, even. It's months and months away. And he said, hopefully by that point, there will be a Louisville orchestra that they can draw upon.
All right. Thank you very much, Gabe.